Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Is Joe Biden erasing women? To many people, it sure seems that way. One of the executive orders, probably the most controversial of all of his executive orders, will push schools to include transgender athletes in girls' sports. Those in the know claim it will now become compulsory for schools to allow males who claim they're females to compete as girls in girls' sports. Just because a male makes a claim does not make it so. In fact, males can never really give up the fact that they are really, actually, always will be male. They can have surgery, take estrogen shots, and more, but in the end, their DNA will reveal that they are male. Period. End of story. Males who claim they are transgender will not have to prove they have had any chemical enhancements or surgical alterations. All a male has to do is lay claim to the fact that while yesterday he was a male, today he identifies as female. So today he can join the girls' sports teams and compete with biological females. Today he can choose to use female restrooms and locker rooms. The idea that society should become inclusive to everyone with any idea, no matter how hurtful it might be to some other people, is not really benefiting anyone. This executive order does send the message to biological females that no matter how hard they work to excel in a given sport, a guy can come along at any time and kick them out of the competition. After all, we don't want to hurt the guy's feelings if what he's claiming is true. And if he's lying, so what? The fact is that if he has made a claim, no matter how bizarre it might be, he has the right to his claims over the rights of a real girl he will be competing against. So her rights are lost. There's even speculation that public schools will have funding pulled if they do not allow so-called transgender female athletes to compete in girls' sports. One journalist writes, quote, "On day one, Biden unilaterally eviscerates women's sports. Any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams, women's scholarships, etc. A new glass ceiling was just placed over girls," end of quote. Arielle Davidson of the Jewish Institute for National Security of America wrote, quote, "Sad day for women's sports. Women must compete against biological males at the risk of injury and loss of title thanks to the new Biden executive order. Don't tell me this is pro-woman. It's not. It's destructive and malicious," end of quote. By the way, criticize Biden's executive order and those who troll the internet will label you transphobic and you'll be slammed as trans-exclusionary radical feminists, whatever that is. The Trump administration opposed the idea of allowing males to compete as females. They claim the policy violated Title IX, a federal law that prohibits sex discrimination in programs that receive funding from the federal government. Why would a male want to compete in women's sports in the first place? Perhaps the male was not good enough or competent enough to compete against his own gender, but he knows that he will have a biological advantage if he competes against women. If a male is truly transgender and wants to become a full biological female, that's something that should be allowed for him to decide when he's at the age of consent. Children should not be pulled into this game. There are those who hear these words and suggest that they are promoted to direct derision towards transgenders. That's not the case. Rather, these thoughts are directed to support the female part of the species to be able to be who they truly are. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.